Yeah, so let's see Taisus. We're holding back the Taisus Shishana. So Taisus asked the Kasha. The Gemara said that from the fact that Ula said Kama Chais Anayar, Kama Chais Begeres, it's a right that Ula holds that when you have Malchus and Momen, Memoin Mishal and Milka Leilaki. Anyone launches into discussion, where do we know that from? But Taisus asked, how does the Gemara know that it's true altogether? Maybe Ba'alma Ula holds that Milka Leilaki, Memoin Leilaki Mishal, that Malchus is Doichem Momen. That when you have Kateri Shosa, you get Malchus and not Momen. But Knas is different because by Knas you have exams of custom Naira, Naira, Naira. That tells me that even by Chayvei Karas, which have Malkus, nonetheless you pay Knas. So it's exams of custom that Mimoyna Mashal and Milkalei Loki in this case. That was Tosis Kasha. So we had Tosis themselves addressed it, said several Tirutsum. But now the Tosis Shonen brings another Teretz from Rabbeinu Tam. Oy Pirish Rabbeinu Tam. Tosis Shonen brings from Rabbeinu Tam a new Teretz. That the Gemara's Raya is really not from Knas. Like, as far as Knas goes, that's really quite possible. That it's exists a custom of Naira, 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 that Mamonu Shalom and Kalei Loki. And that's not a Raya what Ula holds in general. Maybe in general, he holds like Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara's Diyuk is from the fact that Ula not only talked about Knas, Ula also talked about Baishus of Kam. Because there's been a time reads the Gemara, and the whole Shakta Vitari about Oika Baishus of Kam, and the Gemara answers, Bisoy Mumufuta, that's still Ula talking. And it's on that the Gemara says Alma Kosova Ula. You see from there that Ula holds not only in regard to Knas where you have exerus of Kosov Naira, 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 but in regard to Boshes of Gam as well where you don't have such exerus of Kosov, that Ula holds that Mimoina Mishalim Milkaloi Loki. So I already said, that's the Tosis. So Chor Fizek comes out. That the whole Gemara's, the whole Shakla Vatari in the Gemara is not really addressing Knas. When the Gemara says, Minolim Lulaho, Minolim Lulaho, where does Ula know this from? The Gemara's not talking about Knas. Knas is already taken care of, it's exerced because of Naira, Naira, Naira. The whole Shakla Vatari is in regard to Boishas of Gam. How does Ula know that when it comes to Boishas of Gam, we don't have the exerced because of Naira, Naira, that Mimoina Mishal and Milkalei Loki? That's what the Gemara is looking for, it's that the Gemara is looking for a source for. And the Gemara says, maybe from Chayvul B'Chaveir, that doesn't pan out. And we say maybe from Eidim Zoymimim, but that doesn't pan out. Maybe a Mahat Sad, and that doesn't pan out. Well, what's the Maskana Sigmara? Tachas Tachas. So it comes out that Tachas Tachas is Exerus HaKosov, whose purpose is to teach me that you pay Boishes of Gam. That by even though there's Malkus, you pay Boishes of Gam. It's not Exerus HaKosov for Knas. For Knas, I don't need Exerus HaKosov. I already have Naira and Naira. So the whole Exerus HaKosov of Tachas Tachas is to teach me halacha regarding Boishes of Gam, that Mamoina Mashal and Milka Leilaki, according to this Rabbeinu Tam. So I thought that this is a raya that Rabbeinu Tam holds, this I already said on Thursday, I thought this is a raya that Rabbeinu Tam holds, that Boishes of Gam is not a regular chiyuv chayuv b'chaveri from Parshas Mishpatim. It's a new chiyuv mechudosh of Boishes of Gam. It's learned out from the pasuk of Tachas. It's learned out from the parsha of Einus Umafata. We already discussed this about Chaykes Rishonim. Is Boishes of Gam just another source of just really Chayvul B'Chaveri? It's really just Chayvul, it's just Nezik and Sar. It's the regular Nezik and Sar that we have by Ol Chavolos. Or is Boishes of Gam a new Chayv specific to Einus Umafata? So we said, hey, what's Chaykes Rishonim? Where do we have this Chaykes Rishonim? What?
The beginning of the fourth parak.
The Gemara, the Mishnah seems to say that if there was no Hamad B'Din and then the father died, all of the Mammon, all of the Tashlum would go to the daughter. Because it says Harei Hain in the plural. And the Chorot is going on all of the variety. The Mishnah, the Rishis talked about Knas and Boishes of Gam. Then it says if the father died before the Hamad B'Din, Harei Hain Shelah, Harei Hain Shelah Bas. So Tais says, I understand Knas is an end of marriage, Knas Levonov. But what about Boishes Gam? That's a regular mom, and why should that go to the daughter? What does that do with Hamad B'Din? And Tais says, no, but there's a Hekesh. Since it's in the parsha of Einus Umafata, since Boishes Gam is in the parsha of Einus Umafata, so it's hookish to Knas. And their man says, well, there's no Hekesh. Boishes Gam is not in the parsha of Einus Umafata. Boishes Gam is in Mishpatim, Chayvul B'Chaveri, where it says that the din of Nezek and it says the din of Tzar. Has nothing to do. It's not in the parsha of Einus Umafata at all. Yes, we have in the Mem Abay and Rava that they were addressing a specific question: how do you know that the chiyuv of Chamishim Kesef doesn't pat you from Nezek and Tzar too? So So we have a gzeres hakosuv tachas asherino that this is only tachas that mechal deika boishes v'kam. This gzeres hakosuv lapuki from. Don't think that the chamishin kesef gets you out of the chiyuv of nezek and sar. But the bottom line is the regular chiyuv of nezek and sar, and it's not hukush teknas. And apparently Tosis holds that it is hukush teknas. That no, it's a new chiyuv mechudush of boishes v'kam, not the regular chiyuv of nezek and sar. And this new chiyuv is hukush teknas. So al derech zeh lechor yisiner bein atam over here as well. We have exeris hakosuv of tachas is a posuk tachas tasherino. It's a posuk by onus umafata, and it's telling me halacha according to rabbi atam. It's telling me halacha about boishes of gam. That boishes of gam is m'mayim mishal milkalei loki. So I thought that's apparently see from this rabbi atam that boishes of gam is a chiyuv mechudish. It's not a regular nezek and sar. And what other reason do we know holds that way as well? The boishes of gam is a new chiyuv, not a regular nezek and sar. Of course, another than the Rambam. The Rambam holds even more radical. The Rambam holds that Nezek and Sar is a Knas, and Boishes Bekam is Momen. So obviously, that's totally different worlds. But Al Kapon, we see that in Rabbeinu Tam as well. So Taisa says, let's look at Taisa Shonim aside. Boy Pish Rabbeinu Tam, the Daik Mimonim Shalom, the Porch, Boy Gers, Vika Boishes Bekam, Shani Bishoita, Boy Mishani, the Lake of Benim Shalom, the Lavi Sova, the Baal Monami, Monim Shalom, Boy Loki. So Taisa, that's Rabbeinu Tam, as we just said. So Tosfos asks, first of all, the kasha the ainir sheyehezem midivrei ula ela talmudahu dekamale. Tosfos first asog is that he doesn't think that was ula talking when the gemara said vayikah boishes of gam and the gemara said v'yisayim mufuta. Tosfos doesn't think that's ula altogether. That's the stam of the gemara. Ula only talked about knas. Kan machaisin lari, kan machaisin begeres. So the alma kasover ula has nothing to do with boishes of gam. It has to go back to knas. That's number one. But oid, another question. Midemasik. El ula tachas gomar, mashmid de knas gufi boy kodim mayim shalom. By my loy shaminim inayra naira hanayra. Taisa shalom asked Rabbeinu Tam. The gzeres hakosuv. What's the Gemara's answer at the end of the day? The Gemara's answer is from tachas. Tachas is talking about knas. It's mashmid the issue is knas and not boishes b'gam. Well, that's mamash what we've been discussing. What would be Rabbeinu Tam's answer to that? What we just said? That the gzeres hakosuv of tachas is addressing boishes b'gam also, because boishes b'gam are in the parsha of oinus umafata. I think you see that the Tosfos Shonim holds the other side of the chakir. Tosfos Shonim holds that boishes b'gam is regular chavolos. It's not in the parsha of oinus umafata, like the Ramban. And therefore, Tosfos Shonim says at the end of the day, the Gemara says tachas not a posuk about boishes b'gam. Tachas hashinu is a posuk about knas. So al koch, the discussion of the Gemara is about knas and not about boishes b'gam. So already we have here a bigger glaim l'dolar that this shiloh, whether boishes b'gam is a regular chiyuv chavolos, or whether boishes b'gam is a new pasha of that's unique to oinus umafata, is perhaps a machlekes between Rabbeinu Tam and the Tosfos Shishonim. Let me just read a little bit more. One second. Void, Mike, I'm a minoli lula. The name of the nail of boishes b'gam miknas. The Rabbi Kro. What's the Gemara's kasha altogether? If I have already a pasuk for Knas, so what's the Gemara's question? Midoli lulo, how do you know my name is Shalom Mukalei Loki? Maybe I learned that from Knas. Same way the Gemara wants us to learn that from Chayvel. The Gemara wants us to learn that from Eid Zaymin. So why can't I learn that from Knas? Just like by Knas, it says Naira, my name is Shalom Mukalei Loki. Let's learn out from there to Baishes B'gam. V'chitayim of Knas le'afinon. Maybe you'll say that's there. There's an obvious answer. Maybe we don't learn from Knas to moment. Frank Tosis, but still, it's really all one kasha. Neilat miknas v'chayvul v'edim zoymim. But let's make a matzad from knas and from chayvul from edim zoymim. The Gemara tries to make a tzad from chayvul v'chaverim from edim zoymim, and the Gemara says no, they have a tzad chomer or they have a tzad kal. But let's put knas into the mix. That doesn't have a tzad chomer. As far as we know, it doesn't have a tzad chomer or a tzad kal. No, at least the Gemara should address it. This is a very strong hour in Rabbeinu Tam. The Gemara itself says, "Minol lulah." How do you know? The way Rabbeinu Tam is reading the Gemara, how do you know that Mamoina Mishalim Milkalei Loki in general? Apparently, Ula holds that in general, Mamoina Mishalim Milkalei Loki. So, Mar says, "Well, they're not from Chayvul. Not Malach Chayvul, but Chaverish Kachayvul Chamisha Dvarim, and it's and it's Sutta Mechloloi. And well, what about Edim Zoymim? Malach Edim Zoymim that it's Loyos Maisa and it's Ein Shvichim Asra. Well, let's make a Matzad. No, but they both have a Tzad Chomer. They both have a Tzad Kal. But there's a third Gzeres Hakosuv." That's Mimoyim Mishalim Milkalei Loki, namely by Knas, Naira. So the Gemara says, Minoli Lulaha, and starting to make the Matzad. So why does it only talk about Chayvel and Edom Zoymimim, and then it gets bogged down in the Tzad Chomer and the Tzad Kal problem? Make a Matzad from Chayvel, Edom Zoymimim, and Knas. Yeah, that's already a shock. That's a big question in the middle of time. That the Gemara somehow ignores. Any thoughts? Maybe there is a chesmonic way to address this question. Rabbeinu Tam is assuming the whole yisoid of Rabbeinu Tam. That we can learn achnas from naira, naira, naira. The memoni mishal mekulei loki. Taisa said before, though, that that's totally in Avichon and Rish Lakish about whether by malchus shoygig is like we're malchus shoygig lemezid. Remember the chesmon Taisa? It's not my chesmon. It's Taisa's chesmon. The Taisa before we got into the Taisa Shonim. Taisa made a chesmon. Taisa wanted when Taisa first asked the question. What's the most deacon ula? The Zeres HaKosav, Naira, Naira, Naira. So Taisus, right, that was Taisus, that's the whole discussion, that whole centuries, where the whole discussion is revolving around Taisus's issue. What is the most deacon ula? How does ula know that, excuse me, the most alma kasova ula memoina mishal milkali loki? It's Zeres HaKosav, Naira, Naira, Naira. So Taisus said that the Chathilo, when they first began this whole discussion, Taisus said there's a way out. The pasuk of Naira, 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 maybe that's talking about Beshoigig when there's no Malkus, when there was no Hasra. Here we're talking about where there was Hasra. So Taisus, and that's the obvious way out. But Taisus said it's not so poshut because maybe Ula holds like Rish Lakish that there's no difference between Shoigig and Mezid. That's how we launched into this whole discussion. So we don't know what Ula holds. Does he hold like Avichon? Does he hold like Rish Lakish? Taisus' point is, the question that Taisus is raising and that Rabbi Tam is coming to answer and all of the Bali Taisus are coming to answer is, but how does the Gemara know? The Gemara says, Alma Kosovar Ula. We see that Ula holds Mamayna Mashal and Milkal Elohi. How does the Gemara know? Maybe Ula holds like Rish Lakish. And if you hold like Rish Lakish, this exerts a cost of Naira, Naira, Naira. So where's the Gemara's deal? What Ula holds? Alma Kosovar Ula. Not Alma Kosovar Ula. Maybe here it's a special din of Naira, Naira, Naira. Because maybe Ula holds like Rish Lakish. Maybe. So therefore, Rabbeinu Tam now is saying, in the Chanami, the Gemara's Alma Kosovar Ula is not from Knas. From Knas, we don't know what Ula holds. He might hold like Rish Lakish, and it's exerted a cost of Naira, Naira, Naira. But the Gemara's Diak is from Boishas of Kam. Ula himself said that Boishas of Kam also Pathas from Malkas, because only by Yisrael Mufut did he have Malkas, but otherwise Boishas of Kam Pathas from Malkas. Minoli Lula, how does Ula know that Boishas of Kam, which are ordinary moment, they don't have a naira, naira, naira. How does Ula know that Mamayna Mashal and Milkalay Loki? So the Gemara might say, well, we learn that from Chayvel, no good. We learn that from Eidim Zaymimim, no good. So what's. But let's learn that from Chayvel, Eidim Zaymimim, and naira, naira, naira from Knas. And now we'll have a Mahatzat, and maybe that's the source for Ula. Maybe that could work. But that will then commit us to saying that Ula holds like Rish Lakish. Because that's only going to work if you hold like Rish Lakish. Maybe the Gemara doesn't want to be committed to Ula holding like Rish Lakish. The Gemara wants to leave open the option that Ula could hold like Avichon. Because we don't know that Ula holds like Rish Lakish. The Gemara doesn't know what Ula holds. He might hold like Avichon, he might hold like Rish Lakish. But how do we pass like Rish Lakish and ask, well, whatever. We don't know what Ula holds. He could hold like Avichon, he could hold like Rish Lakish. So Taisus is asking in Lechat Chila, how does the Gemara know that he doesn't hold like Rish Lakish? The Gemara says, Adik Alma Kosovar Ula. What do you mean, Alma Kosovar Ula? How do you know? Maybe Ula holds like Rish Lakish. So the Gemara says, Inechanami, the Alma Kosovar Ula is not building on Knas. The Knas maybe holds like Rish Lakish and you have Naira, Naira, Naira. The Alma Kosovar Ula must be from Boshes of Gam. But now the Gemara turns around and says, okay, but Boshes of Gam, I now know that Ula holds that in general, Moedim Shalom Mikolai Loki, Minoli Lulaha. And it can't be from Chayvel because Malach Chayvel Shechen Chayv B'Chavish Advarim. And it can't be from Eden Zoyimim because Mada Eden Zoyimim Shechen in Shechem Asra. And it can't be from both because Yesh Dem Tzad Chomer. So what do you want to say? But maybe it comes from Naira, from a Matzad, from Knas, from Naira, Naira, Naira. But then we're going to be committed to say that Ula must hold like Reish Lakish. We don't want to hold it. We don't want to say. We don't want a Teres that's going to commit me that Ula has to hold like Reish Lakish. The Gemara would rather find a Mahalach and Ula that doesn't commit him to Reish Lakish because we don't know which way Ula holds. Says the Gemara, no, we have a Zersa Kosov, Tachas Tachas. In a Chanami, if Ula were to hold like Reish Lakish, and he might hold like Reish Lakish, in a Chanami, maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. The Gemara doesn't know. If Ula holds like Reish Lakish, then maybe you don't need Tachas Tachas. You can learn that from a Matzad, from Chayvel, and from Eden Zoyimim, and from Knas. But since the Gemara doesn't know if Ula does or he doesn't, the Gemara would rather go to Tachas Tachas, which is a Limud, which would work even a, which would work without committing us to Reish Lakish. Without committing Ula to Reish Lakish. When it says what? Well, no, because Reish Lakish himself really did say Amani Ameir. Reish Lakish doesn't hold Mamani Mashal and Milkli Lakim, but Reish Lakish holds like Ve'ena Mashal. And that's for sure, Reish Lakish holds like Ve'ena Mashal. If he held Mamani Mashal and Milkli Lakim, then he couldn't hold that Shaggy path is from Mamani. The Emes is Reish Lakish of Adah holds Milkli Lakim, Mamani Ameir Mashal. The question is that Ula, what does Ula hold? Maybe when the Gemara says Al Nukasover Ula, how does the Gemara know? Maybe Ula holds like Reish Lakish, and there's a hekesh between no. It's even better. It's even better than I was saying before. Okay, we're here after Mamish, hold on. But I'll try to make it clear. Reish Lakish, what's Reish Lakish issue there? Reish Lakish holds that we're Makish Shogig to Mezid. Just like by Misa, we have Tana Dechetzki, we're Makish Shogig to Mezid. So too by Malkus, we're Makish Shogig to Mezid, because he makes a Xer Shova, Misa, he's Makish Malkus to Misa. Just like by Misa, like he locked him in Shogig to Mezid, so too by Malkus, we're not Mechalik in Shogig to Mezid. And therefore, Reish Lakish holds that even with Shogig, the Malkus path is from Mama. Aliba de Emes. Ula holds Mimoyne Mashal and Milkalei Lachi. Let's see, holds that way in Kol Terkulu. It's past us in the Nagamar. At least at this stage, Mimoyne holds that way in Kol Terkulu. Mimoyne Mashal and Milkalei Lachi. Aliba de Emes. Is it possible that Ula holds like Reish Lakish? No. The whole word of Reish Lakish is that even Shogig Patas from Mama. Ula is like a Rav Yochanan plus. Rav Yochanan holds Malkus Patas from Mama when you're really getting Malkus. And Reish Lakish says, Malkus patas from Mammon, even if you're not getting Malkus, but you could have gotten Malkus. That's enough to patas from Mammon. Ula is the opposite, diametrically opposite sheet. Ula holds Mimoyne Mashal Milka Loiloki. That Mammon patas from Malkus. Not Malkus patas from Mammon. According to Ula, is there Aliba de Emes? Is there any room for a Hekesh Malkus to Misa? Just like by Misa there's no Chilik Shagig Mason, so to by Malkus no Chilik Ben Shagig Mason. Does that really make sense according to Ula at all? Be'emes, can Ula really hold like Reish Lakish that there's a hekesh between that there's a hekesh of Malkus to Misa, that Malkus b'shoigig is like Malkus b'mezid? That what? What would that even mean? According to Ula, the moment always passes the Malkus. M'moyne m'shal and milka loyloki. You never get Malkus. You always get moment and not Malkus. So what would the hekesh even say? Just like b'mezid, you don't get Malkus, you get moment. So even b'shoigig, what? You also don't get Malkus. You don't get Malkus anyway. What does that mean? You understand what I'm saying? Maybe I'm saying it overcomplicated. When Tosis said the previous, when Tosis had a discussion, does Ula hold like Reish Lakish? Does he not hold like Reish Lakish? What does that mean? What is Tosis talking about? I'm going to say, yes, just Pshat Tavla. What do the words mean? The Pshat in Ula says that when you have Malkus and Mammon, if you pay the Mammon, you don't get the Malkus. Even the Mezid. So obviously, if you pay the Mammon, you don't get the Malkus, even the Mezid. It goes without saying, and it doesn't need a drasha, that you pay the Mammon and you don't get the Malkus when it was B'shogig. B'shogig, you don't get Malkus anyway. So Aliba de Emes, Ula has no room for Reish Lakish's drasha. Ula definitely does not hold like Reish Lakish. So what was the whole discussion Taisus before about, you know, does Ula hold like Reish Lakish? Does he not hold like Reish Lakish? The answer is Poshut. Not even answer. It's not even the question, not really a question. Taisus before is discussing, how does the Gemara know? The Gemara says Alma Kasavu Ula Kol Hechadika Momin Malkus Mimoyim Mishalim Milkaroki. That Ula holds that you pay Momin and you don't pay Malkus. How does the Gemara know? Maybe Ula holds that forget you get Malkus and you don't pay Momin. But here's a special Gzeres Kasavu of Naira Naira Naira. So Tosfos wanted to say no, but maybe the Gzeres that can't be Naira Naira Naira. Maybe it's only the Shoyt, not the Mason. So Tosfos says yeah, but how does the Gemara know? Maybe Ula holds that Milkaroki Mimoyim Mishalim. That Malchus patters from Mammon, and maybe he holds not only like Rav Yochanan and Malchus Mimesid patters from Mammon, but maybe he holds even like Rav Yochanan plus, like Rish Lakish, that even Malchus B'Shoyik patters from Mammon. And then the Xeris HaKosov, Naira Naira Naira, is telling me, but Beknast is an exception. That was the discussion places before. So comes along Rabbi Natam and he says, Inachan, the Gemara's deal is not from Knast, the Gemara's deal is from Boshus of Gam. Boshus Gam is not Xeris HaKosov, Naira Naira Naira. Moshe's Gam is regular moment, and yet Ula said, Mimonim Shalom Milkalei Lokim. So now the Gemara wants to know, Noli Ulaha. Where does he know it from? Okay, where does he know it from? But Aliba de Emes, wherever he knows it from, but this is what he holds. Ula holds Mimonim Shalom Milkalei Lokim. So now Aliba de Emes, is it possible that Ula has Rish Lakish Hasekish? If Ula had Rish Lakish Hasekish, what would he do with it? Rish Lakish Hasekish only makes sense if Milkalei Lokim, we know that Ula holds Mimonim Shalom Milkalei Lokim. So once we know, we don't know what his source is. But we know the fact that Ula holds from Moshe's account that Ula holds Moedim Shalom Milkalei Loki. Once we know that Ula holds Moedim Shalom Milkalei Loki, so we now know that he doesn't have Ishlokish as Hekesh. Once he doesn't have Ishlokish as Hekesh, so then there's no Naira Naira either. Because Naira 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 only works if you hold like Ishlokish, like I said before, and Ula Alibad Emes can't hold like Ishlokish. So therefore, at the Alibad Emes, Naira Naira, the drush of Naira 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 cannot tell me Knas. Only Bishoy cannot be Mesid. What? So it comes out the whole talk of tying Gemara now really is about Knas as well. The original deal of Minoli Lulaho was Lagabi Boshes of Gam. But now it comes out a little bit the MS that we really need a source not only for Boshes of Gam, we need a source for Knas too, because Naira 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 is only going to be Shaykh, not the Mason. So it'll come in Maskono that the Tachas Tachas is for Knas also and for Boshes of Gam. But in the Chayim, it's for Knas too. According to Rish Lakish, yeah, but you see, Rish Lakish can't hold like Ula altogether. If we're going to make the Reba, we're going to make the Matzad, we're going to come out that in Kolot HaKula is Mimonim Shalom Milkalei Loki. If it's in Kolot HaKula, Mimonim Shalom Milkalei Loki, then Rish Lakish Hekesh makes no sense. If we wanted to map out the Shittos, Ula, Rish Lakish, and Rav Yochanan, on a continuum, Ula is all the way on one extreme, and Rish Lakish is all the way on the other extreme. Ula is a Mammon Nick. He says you always pay Mammon, you never pay Malkus. Mammon beats Malkus. It beats Malkus even the Mesid. Koskin beats Malkus B'Shegi. The other extreme is Rish Lakish. Malkus always beats Mammon, even Malkus B'Shegi. And then you have in between, you have Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says it depends. If it's Malkus B'Mesid, then it beats Mammon. If it's Malkus B'Shegi, then it beats. If it's Malkus B'Shegi, then the Mammon. Then you get the Mammon. That's just if you want to visualize the Shittos. So Aliba de Emes is the point that I'm making. There's no possibility, Aliba de Emes, that Ula really holds like Rish Lakish. On the contrary, Ula is the opposite extreme from Rish Lakish. When Taisus before had a tzad, maybe Ula holds like Rish Lakish, Taisus just meant, how does the Gemara know what Ula holds? The Gemara says, Alma Kasover Ula, you see that Ula holds, that Ula is a mummanik, he holds Mimayim Mishal and Milkalei Loki. Taisus' question was, how does the Gemara know? Maybe it's the other extreme. Maybe Ula is rather a Rish Lakish person. Maybe Ula is all the way on the other side. Maybe Ula is like Rish Lakish. That Milka Loki, that Malkus always beats Mammon, even B'Shoigi. But he has a special Deres HaKosu by Knas of Naira Naira Naira. And because he's such a Rish Lakishnik, he's such a Malkus person, that he thinks Malkus always trumps Mammon, so he has no, how are you ever going to be Mesukum, the case of Naira Naira Naira? That Chosu Naira, you get Knas, even if there was no Hasra, but according to Rish Lakish, it doesn't even matter, it doesn't help you. So it must be Xeris HaKosuv, according to Rish Lakish, it would be Xeris HaKosuv by Knas, the Knas is different.
So why can't we Google this and Rish Lakish?
Oh, that's a good Ha'or topic. According to Rish Lakish, really is this extreme, has this extreme Shita that you always like and you never Mishalim, and Malkus always Pathos from Mammon. according to Reish Lakish, then Malkus always passes from Mammon. So then, Aliba the Emes, the drush of Naira, Naira, and Naira should really tell me that Knas is different. So why did Reish Lakish have to say, how many are Meir? Why didn't you just say that Knas is different? Teretz is because of Baishas Bra. Because I want to answer Baishas Bra. Tinach Knas, I don't know, you go Baishas Bra. Why do you? No, wait a second. That's not so good. Reish Lakish says the Mishnah that says you get knas. How many are Mary? That's a very good question. Yes. Reish Lakish also is one of the people who comes to answer the steer between the two Mishnayos. Reish Lakish says how many are Mary? Oh, you have Ula says the Chais and Arachais of Begeris. You have Rechon and Kach Yisrobi, Kach Shalayhis Rabbi. Later on, I'm going to have Reish Lakish. How many Rameir? The Rav Mishnah says that you get Knas, he's going to look at Rameir that like the Mishalah. Rameir Sheet is like the Mishalah. But in the Rav, Allah, you don't get Malkus. You don't get Knas. Why? What happened to Naira, Naira, and Naira? Now, here we go, Reish Lakish. Right, according to Rav Yochan, and maybe Naira, Naira, Naira is B'shayu. According to Reish Lakish, that's not going to help. So, why these Eretz HaKosov, Naira, 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 should tell me that you get knas no matter what. Why? So what's this? How many are married? And you can't say the deacon from Boishas B'gam because it doesn't say in a Mishnah that you do get Boishas B'gam. Where does it say in a Mishnah that by a chayis you get Boishas B'gam? In Ula we had a dikah about Baishas B'gam because Ula's the other way. He says Mamad Path is Malkus. So we're going on the Mishnah in Malkus. The Gemara is asking on the Mishnah Malkus Ha'ikah Baishas B'gam. How do you get Malkus? The Baishas B'gam should path to you. But in Reish Lakish the Malkus path is from the Mamad. So it doesn't say it. So the question is not on the Mishnah Malkus. The question is on our Mishnah according to Reish Lakish. Why in our Mishnah say Eilu Nair She'esh Lam Knas? Doesn't say in our Mishnah Eilu Nair She'esh Lam Baishas B'gam. What about what? Dreger asked in the Yechanon that the mammon of Baishu Sukkam should pater from the Malkus of Achleisoi. Yechanon says no, because according to Yechanon, Amish is talking about Lehi Shubai. Since it's Lo Yisrubai, there's Taka no Baishas of Gam. I mean, there's nothing to pat to the Baishas of Gam. And then there's Taka Baishas of Gam. Rav Yochanan say, we're talking about Yisrael and Futa. So you have Baishas of Gam. So Rav Yochanan says, the Baishas of Gam should pat from the Malkus of Achayzah. But we're going now in Reish Lakish. According to Reish Lakish, Malkus, even B'Shogit, pat to some moment. So in our Mishnah, maybe there's Taka no Baishas of Gam. Not because it's talking about Yisrael and Futa. Maybe in our Mishnah, there's no Baishas of Gam because the Malkus B'Shogit, pat to some Baishas of Gam. But what about the Knas? But the Knas is because of Kosov, Naira, Naira, Naira. So if I think of Shlok, why didn't Reish Lakish answer that there's a Gersa Kosov on Naira, Naira, Naira?
I mean, Mishnah does say that there's a Borsh Subagam just later in the parak.
Yeah, but not by a chayseh. Let's say in the Mishnah by a chayseh there's a Baishas B'gam. So maybe by a chayseh with his mouth is the tak and no Baishas B'gam. So what's bothering Reish Lakish? This is a brand new question. Never mind about the chayseh I was making before. This is a brand new question all by itself. Very nice question. According to Reish Lakish, according to Reish Lakish also buys into the Gemara's question, the steer between two Mishnayos. See, Reish Lakish tries to answer it also. How many are Meir? However, by Reish Lakish's lights, the Kasha doesn't start at all. Because according to Reish Lakish, Chayvei Malkus Shogigim Pater from Chayvei Malkus, even the Shogig Pater from Mammon. And yet there's a Pasuk Naira 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 that by a Chayso you have to pay Knas. So Taisus made the chesed already before the beginning of Taisus. If you hold like your shlokish, then naira 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 is exeris hakosuv, that by knas mimaydu mishalam milkalei loki. So assuming that shlokish holds from naira naira naira, which nobody, we don't know anybody argues on naira 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 naira, except for Shimon Timni or Shimon Munasi, but obviously we're not going like them. So everybody holds the exeris hakosuv of naira naira naira. So there's exeris hakosuv that by knas quite very shlokish. There's exeris hakosuv that by knas you pay mamad and not malchus. So what's Rish Lakish's problem? Everything's gevalda. The Mishnah in Malchus says that you're like a, that's talking about you're like a Veina Mishalim, that's talking about where she's not a, where there's no knas. She's not an Irish, she's a big Irish, so there's no knas. And our Mishnah that says you pay Mammon is talking about where there is knas. And where this, he's talking about knas, and by knas exerts the cost of nair, nair, nair. You won't pay because Malchus patters. But you'll pay knas because it exists the cost of naira, naira, naira. Any of that? Yeah.
In Tosfos only asking why the Gemara knows for Ula. Why can't we say for Ula that he has the drasha? He's not saying that we have to have a drasha of naira, 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 has to, like, has to.
No, but it's in the book. Everybody agrees that there's a drasha of naira, naira, naira. Otherwise, you're going to hold like a Shimon Atimni and Shimon Manasseh that you need Isha Ula. Everybody, if Shimon and Timni have, they hold that you have to eat Isha Uyuloi and there's no knas by Mamzeris and there's no knas by. Okay, fine. But our Mishnah says that there is knas, even though she's not Uyuloi. So obviously our Mishnah holds. The Gemara says, my time in the Masnissan. First Gemara of the pair. What happened to Shimon and Timni and Shimon and Asi? What happened to Isha Uyuloi? So the Gemara says, no, we have a Ribi, Naira, Naira, Naira. So Tais made the Cheshman. When's the Ribi talking about? We have a fair Ribi that you pay knas, even by Chayvi Krisos. Even by Chayv Laban, even by Chayv Krisus, I this Malchus. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's not talking about with this Malchus. Don't know there was like Yisroel, but according to Rish Lakish, there's always Malchus, and yet this exerts the cost of Nara, Nara, Nara. So Al Korchav, maybe Taisus asked this kasha. It's such a strong kasha. Maybe Taisus asked him. Where's Rish Lakish? Lamed Dalet or Lamed Gimel? What?
Lamed Gimel.
No. I don't know. It's really Asher. Anyway, let's finish the Tosfos. What time is it? Oh, it's getting late. Let's just finish the Tosfos quickly. Va'oid, we're at the end of the third line. Va'oid, kevin that boishes kam koi, my kamer b'son machmal l'chayvel b'chaleir shekin chayv b'dalad v'arim. Otu boishes lav chayvelu, v'kamen yonei chavol ha'shem em kol chamish d'varim k'do amir b'chayvel. So Shonim asked anyway at the time, according to the time, this whole gemara about chayvel, the gemara he's talking about boishes b'kam. So when the gemara makes it, so the gemara says, had it minoli lulaho, and he says, well, we learned it out from chayvel b'chaleir, and the gemara made a pircha, mal l'chayvel b'chaleir shekin chayv b'chamish d'varim. Boishes b'kam is also chayv b'chamish d'varim, because boishes b'kam is just chayvel b'chaleir. There happens to be no shevis for ripli by onus lemavata. So he says, fine. So she's not in the hospital, but that's always true by every nezek. Malachay with chayim. Not every nezek has chamish advarim. So about it. So Dalal Posh, Rabbi Craig already points out this is totally in this chakira. Rabbi Natan's answer would be that this is nothing to that boishu kam is not chayim b'chaver, and therefore it doesn't have chamish advarim. The Taishonim is assuming Taishonim Shitosoi is assuming that Chayvel that Paishus Gam are cases of Nesek and Sar. So he says, what do you mean she came Samal Chayvel Bechaver Shem Chayet Bechamish Advarim? What is Paishus Gam? It's also Nesek and Sar. Nesek and Sar belongs to the class of Chayvel Bechaver Shem Chayet Bechamish Advarim. Aye, in this particular case, there's no Shevis for Ripui. So what? Every Chayvel Bechaver is that way. If you mask somebody in a way that there's no Shevis for Ripui, so would the din be that you get Malchus and you don't pay? So about or not, it belongs to the class of Chayvel B'chaver that is Mishalim Ben Elokim. The Rebbein Tam's answer would be L'shitosu. We already saw Rebbein Tam holds that Boishes Kam has nothing to do with Chayvel B'chaver, and it's different. It doesn't have Chamish Advar. It's Boishes in this Kam, but there's no Shevus for Ripui. That gathers things very well. Umi Rivon Pirish Dochi Parach Malalav the Chayvel she came to Om Meish Bekol Chamish Advar. Taimer belav the erbas achaisa loisigala shelo oilam em bekol chamisha dvar. That yes, boishes ubgam maybe is in the class of chayvul b'chaveroi, but the lav of achaisoi never engages with chamisha dvar. So we're talking about the particular clash between the lav of achaisoi with tashumin of boishes ubgam. So in the context of achaisoi, you never have shevus ripui. So it's still called the em bechamisha dvar. Okay, we'll stop.